I am now going to describe Porta Marina. The gate Porta Marina is composed of an arch with a wooden panel and a clock placed in the center. The gate was built with light brownish bricks. The arch presents a column on each side, with rounded carvings at the top. The vault is also carved, with thin layers on top of each other. On the columns placed on each side of the gate, located at the same height of the clock, there are two Victorian-style iron lampposts, and at the base of the columns there are white stone blocks. On the left column, there is a white stone plaque with the name of the gate. Next to the left column, there is also another sign, placed on a post, with the name of the gate written on it. On either side of the gate, on both sides of the gate there are brick buildings that reach the same height as the arch, with shop windows and doors on the ground floor and windows on the upper floors. The walkway. The walkway leading to the arch is made of cobblestone and is lined with two flower beds with green grass. As you walk along it, it's possible to go straight ahead and pass under the gate, or before entering the gate, turn either to the right, where the walkway ends with a railing, or to the left, to skirt the building flanking the gate. Going through the gate is a couple of meters long, and there is a painting on the right wall that depicts the ancient division of Castelfidardo into boroughs.